Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by January 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We bless you this morning. Receive glory, receive honor, receive power from the midst of this place. Father God, we thank you. Indeed, you deserve the praise, the glory, and the honor. There's none like you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. We rise in the morning. We go to sleep at night, but you don't know if you will wake up. But God, he who watches over us never sleeps nor slumber. He watches us like a hawk. Indeed, even when we are snoring and sleeping, you are watching us. Oh Lord, we take it for granted that we will wake up, but we don't realize it's a miracle just to wake up. We complain about so many things, Father, but yet you have given us a gift of life. We just want to bless you this morning. To appreciate the things that you've given us, the things that we have, the things that don't even give us stress. Father, we thank you. We pray that we shall be more appreciative of the things that you do for us. We just want to bless you this morning. Thank you. For there's not even one thing that we deserve that you want to give us that you will keep it away from us. Only the things that are not good enough for us. Lord God, receive glory, receive honor, receive power. You are a faithful God and a loving God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Are you happy to be here? Are you really, really happy? Hallelujah. Let's clap hands for Jesus. I want to talk about something that I believe that will help many of us. Amen. Let us go to the book of Psalms 126, verse 6. Psalms 126, verse 6. Look at your neighbor, say neighbor. Welcome. I like you. Say, I like you. Not many people tell us they like us. Amen? So when we come to church, we want to hear that. Amen? Let's read from Psalms 126, verse 6.
Verse 6. Those who cried as they carried out the seeds,
yes,
will shout for joy when they bring in the crops.
Now, there's something lacking in that translation. Something. What translation is that? What translation is that? What is it called? King James Version says, which is really, it captures this very well. It says, he that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, underline precious seed. Now that translation does not have precious seed. Did it have what? I didn't hear that. Because that is key to this scripture. Now, if that is missing in a verse, what has it become? Amen? So, he that goeth what? He that goeth forth and weepeth, weeping, crying, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Really, this is good news for many of us. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, this is good news for you. Now, this is a picture of a farmer. A picture of a farmer who has been sowing and sowing and sowing, but not reaping. Not bringing anything out of the sowing. Are you here? Probably year after year, sowing, but was not getting anything. That's the picture you are getting here. And then at last, the farmer walks around with the last seed. No, precious seed means what is remaining. The little that is left. Now imagine a farmer who has been carrying a basket of seeds like this. Every year, sowing, 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 nothing is happening. Are you here? At last he realizes that there's very few seeds left. And then he asks himself, should I go ahead or not? Because time and again I've done this and it has not yielded results. Am I talking to somebody here? I've been doing this every year and nothing has come of it. Should I part with the last that I have? What guarantees do I have that it will happen? The farmer is in pain, thinking he should hold on to what he has, but he also knows that if a seed is not put in the ground, it remains. This is a principled man who understands that the seed has to leave you, but he has got no guarantees that these seeds are going to yield results. Because of the terrible history of not getting anything. So this man looks at the basket, looks at what he has got, looks at the field. He wants to take the hand out, but he said, it's not going to happen. It pains him to part with the last that he has got. Because so far, nothing has yielded anything in what he has done. Am I talking to somebody here? You see, in life, there are things that we do. There are things that we do without getting anything back. And sometimes you even get tired of doing it because you are not getting anything out of it. Are you hearing me? So the seed in this case is anything that you can do. Are you hearing me? Or anything that you have been doing, sowing good. It might be helping people, that you have helped people all your life, but all you got was insults. Are you hearing me? Now with the last money you have, you wonder, should I even help this one? Because every time I've helped people, what I have received has always been trouble. Am I talking to somebody here? And the seed could even talk about the word of God. Sometimes we as preachers, we preach, and we don't see results. Are you hearing me? We preach and preach, you know, people don't change. Oh, are you here? And when you receive the word of God and you wonder, should I even give it? Because all the years I've been preaching, I don't see anything. You know, some years back, when we were in Pretoria, you know, I used to carry the whole tent, chairs and everything on my back home. Are you hearing me? And it was a huge tent, about 12 by 6, frame structure tent. Every morning I would carry it to church. One morning, as I was rolling the tent, it was heavy. So I had to roll it to the car. And when I remembered that when I get there, there won't be anybody to help me, I'll still have to be the one pitching it up. You know, I broke down in tears. Right there, I stopped pushing the tent. I stopped pushing. I cried. And I said, Lord, why should I do this? Why should I do this? I'm sowing seed and none of them seem to appreciate what I'm doing. I'm not getting anything back. That morning, I felt the Spirit of the Lord encouraging me, strengthening me to continue doing the work of God. I put this tent on the baki, almost, I don't know, 50 chairs on the baki. The tent on the baki. The baki would sit like this. It was a Navara. It would sit like this. Sometimes the chairs would fall on the way to church. And even before I go to church, I would have to go to a hospital. So I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. I put the tent on the car. 6 o'clock, I'm on my way to hospital, discharge patients. Because in the private hospital, you look after your own patients. You're not going to ask somebody else to do it for you. Are you here? So you have to do it. And after that, 7 o'clock, I'm on my way to Nelmafia's, Pretoria. And when I get there, there's no one. And I say, Lord, why should I be doing these things? Why? Why should I be doing these things? In pain. I would get the thing off the car. I would get it off the car and start pitching it. Maybe after 1.5 hours, you'll see one guy coming very slowly. Like the tent now is halfway up. All the time I'm in pain. Do I have to do this? Do I have to? Why should I do this? I could just go on and have my life. Are you hearing me? But the Spirit of the Lord encouraged me to continue doing the work. Amen? But I can tell you today, our Pretoria route, people are now coming to church. People who have been touched by the ministry then, whether they were in their houses or wherever, they are coming to church now. The harvest is coming now. Are you hearing me? And people are now saying how this ministry transformed their lives. Some of them realized when the ministry was gone how important it was. Are you hearing me? Now, there are things that you do in life and you don't get anything back. It might be to love somebody who does not love you back. Look at your neighbor. It might be to love somebody who does not love you back. You spend all your money on this person. One day you look at your money and say, no, why should I? Oh, am I talking to somebody? You look at your seat and say, why should I? This person. Oh, maybe I should talk to you this time. Hallelujah. You appreciate people, you appreciate people, you appreciate people. Nobody appreciates you. And you feel like, I'm not going to do it anymore. You feel the Spirit of the Lord say, do it. And at that moment, you feel the pain in your heart. It is at that moment when you feel the pain that it becomes a precious seed. Because you feel that I cannot do it anymore. That's when it becomes precious. The Bible tells us to never stop doing good. Are you here? Because you don't know which seed is going to fall away. Am I talking to somebody here? Maybe you've been helping your church. Maybe you've been helping your church, doing all the hard work, but your life is going south. And you feel that there is nothing you are getting out of it. And one day, when you wake up in the morning and you feel, why should I be doing this matter, eh? Why? Why? And you feel your legs are so heavy. You just don't want to do it. Oh, can I talk to somebody here? You feel you don't want to do this anymore because you're not getting anything out of it. It is at that moment that everything else that you have done before will no longer matter. This one is the one that will produce results. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? I'm talking about a precious seed here. When you do things that you don't want to do anymore. Amen? Because for all the time and all the years you've been doing it, you have never received any appreciation. I want to talk to people who are feeling tired of doing some good here. Are you here? You walk around with your basket and you feel, I've been giving to the church. I've been giving. Oh, am I talking to somebody here? Yeah? I've been giving to the ministry. But my life, I'm really tired. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah? I'm really tired. I don't want to do it anymore. But let me tell them, if you can do it in that moment, that is a precious seed. When everything says, don't do it. How many of you have felt that you don't want to part with something very precious to you? Do you remember that feeling? Remember that feeling? The word of God says, that is the moment you should part with it. For in doing so, you are going to get many of that. You know, sometimes we give. There's a time when you get to, and you feel that, this is now too much. I have done everything. I've parted with my last cent. And I do not, but this one, Lord, I don't have the strength to do it. That is the precious moment. Are you in the house of God? Tell your neighbor, that's a precious seed you have in your hand right there. Hallelujah. How many of you feel that you've been too good to people and no one has been good to you? All you have is enemies. Huh? And you feel, I'm not going to be good anymore. Do you feel like that sometimes? That I'm not going to be good anymore? Because people are just, listen to me, that is the time to be good. That is the moment when it's so painful that you must go ahead. That is a precious seed. Let me tell you, it's guaranteed to bring forth results in your life. Hallelujah. You know, there is this thing, doing out of comfort, but there's a point you reach in life where you pass comfort, you move into discomfort. And then it becomes sacrificial. If you do anything without pain, it's not sacrificial. Okay. Are you the right people I'm supposed to talk to? And say, if you do anything out of comfort, it is not sacrificial. You have to do something when everything says, don't do it. This one, does not even appreciate anything. Jesus. Hallelujah. You look at your last 100 rands and say, no, I'm not going to do it. Let me tell you something. That's a precious seed for you. Maybe if you do that one, that will be a turnaround of your life. Are you hearing me? Are you saying, you see, a farmer, hallelujah. His job is to sow seed. This thing that you have, it's your job. It's your calling. Amen? But let me tell you this, that you will not get appreciation for it. Simply because the enemy does not want you to continue doing it. Are you hearing me? But listen, when it comes to a sacrificial level, there's nothing even in hell that will stop what must come your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is like in the realm of the spirit, you have passed something that even the enemy cannot stop anymore. It's like in the realm of the spirit, you have ascended to a place where the devil can't even reach. You see, here on earth, there are rules of engagement. Eh? There are certain things that the devil can stop. Yeah? Yeah? But once you get to a sacrificial level, you have reached a point that Jesus Christ did, where he died as a sacrificial lamb. So you are at that level, the level that defeated the enemy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Am I talking to somebody here? You see, there are things that the devil cannot touch because of the level. Not because you have prayed or covered with the blood. No, because of the level. So once you reach that level, your harvest is bound to come. Am I talking to somebody here? Hallelujah. So I'm here to encourage someone today who feel like stopping, because they are not getting anything out. Are you here? I want to tell you that I believe that the message is for you. You have something precious in your hand right now. This will surpass all your giving that you have ever done before. Because this is a precious seed. The circumstances qualifies it as a what? As a precious seed. The pain, the frustration, the feeling that you don't want to do it, that's a precious seed. Are you hearing me? If you're going to go against all odds, you know, some Christians say, I've been doing 1, 2, 3, this is not happening. My question to you, what level was it? What level was it? Are you here? There is a level that when you reach, nothing will happen. Nothing will stop it. There's a difference doing something out of your comfort and out of your discomfort. What comes out of your discomfort is bound to yield results because it's done in another level. Hallelujah. Look at that, never said that. I know you've been doing good. And you feel like no more. Some of you have been greeting people, they don't greet you back. And you feel I'm not greeting them anymore. And it's so painful to greet that day. Let me tell you, greet. If you greet that day, many greetings will come your way. Are you in the house of God? Amen. Let me tell you, whatever you do, when you come to a point of resistance, know it is your point of breakthrough. Oh, you don't hear. You didn't hear what I said. When you reach that level of resistance, you know, I have arrived. Hallelujah. You know what? I have arrived. Pull out all stuff. This is the time to do it. Amen. You declare this is the time I've been waiting for. In pain. Amen. Unless you reach that level, you are not ready for abundance. Are you hearing me? So the message for you today is simple. Do not stop doing good. Whatever it is, the seed that you're planting or you've been planting, continue doing it. Amen? You see, there is one thing that I can tell you that will happen in your life if you stop doing good is that you are going to be very uncomfortable. Because like a farmer, that's who you are. That's what you do. You greet people. Imagine if you don't greet people. You'll be miserable. There are some people who don't greet people, don't feel anything. But you will feel frustrated. You can't pass a human being without hello. But now you want to stop. What a frustration. What a frustration. Amen? So my message to you today is very simple. Continue doing good. Your harvest is around the corner. That last cent that you have and you feel that I cannot put it in the house of the Lord, go and do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Go and do it and see if God is not faithful enough. Continue to be what you have always been to people. Appreciate them. Do stuff for them. Even when they don't even care. Amen? And you say, I'm going to stop. But that's how you are. You know, there are people who always remember birthdays. And there are those like us who don't remember even their own. Amen? Now, when it comes to your birthday, nobody remembers your birthday. And you remember everybody's birthday. And you feel, I'm not going to do it anymore. You can't live without doing it. That's you. Sorry. Are you hearing me? You're going to have to do it. But let me tell you, that one that you will do out of pain is the one that will be a breakthrough. That is the one that will open doors. Amen? Because, simple, the enemy wants you to quit, and you refuse to quit. You know, when Jesus Christ was on the cross, the enemy wanted him to quit. And he refused to quit. Hallelujah. He refused to quit. He stayed the course. So you too refuse to quit. I say refuse to quit. Continue being good. Continue doing the things that you're doing. Your results are just about the corner. God bless you. Shalom. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Amen. Is somebody encouraged here? Amen. Hallelujah. I've done so much, but I get nothing back. Congratulations. Go do it. The harvest is in your hands. Let go of that seed, the last and the precious seed that you have. Let go and see what will come your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, one thing that I can tell you is that church people are good people. People who don't come to church, people who are not good, they don't normally come to church. Of course, you get some few goats in the sheep, amongst the sheep. But they are not in majority, isn't it? They're just a few goats. You see, that one is a goat. You know? But many people who come to church are good, generally good people. Amen? And these are the people who do good stuff out. So we are here to encourage you. Say, don't stop, because the enemy wants you to stop. To deprive you of your harvest. Say no. I say, say no. No. Say no. No. I am going ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you have been helping your family members. And especially, you know, Africans, we help family members. Most of the time. Amen. We take huge responsibilities. Hallelujah. And then you have people who don't appreciate what you are doing. Who will insult you and say things. When you think or you sustain them, okay, you could pull the plug. You feel like pulling the plug and go, the light go qua. Let's see what will happen. Don't do it. Look at your neighbor. Say, don't do it. Continue doing good. It is for you. It's not for them. If you want to be happy in life, don't do things for people. Do things for yourself. Amen. You know how I know you're doing it for yourself. You're not expecting anything back. You know it's for yourself to feel good about it. If they say thank you, it's a bonus. Tell your neighbor, if they say thank you, it's a bonus. You already have your reward of fulfillment in the inside of you. You're fulfilled. Amen? I mean, I never understood why I could leave the comfort of my home, you know? Wake up so early in the morning and do the things that I was doing. But now I know it was for myself. That's the only thing that could make me happy. Amen? So even you, it's for you. Look at the neighbor, it's for you. If you buy them grocery, it's for you, it's not for them. If you send them money, it's for you. Hello? Is it difficult to understand what I'm telling you? Amen? If you buy them something, it's for you. Is it clear? Because they are going to do things that are going to make you feel very bad. And then you feel like, but I do this for them. No. So what, were you doing it for them or for yourself? If they come back and say thank you, well and good. But if they don't, you still have your reward. If they insult you, it's another issue. It has got nothing to do with your gift. Your gift is safe in God's hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to go back and think about this. Think about the decisions that you have made. The people that you have cut off in your life simply because they were not appreciated. The people you are suffocating right now because they are ungrateful. Am I talking to somebody here? The people you are starving right now because they did not have some appreciation. You have to repent. It was never for them. It was always for you. Are you blessed? I see somebody's very worried right now. I look at somebody's very worried right now. Because he's thinking, this one deserves nothing, Muruti. Deserves nothing. Do you even understand this, Muruti? Do you even understand this? Where it is coming from? I don't need to know where it's coming from. It's for you. I don't need the history. This is for you. Some of you, I tell you, if you overcome this, you will see great things in your life. If you overcome this one, because the enemy wanted you to do just that, and you did it. Well, if they witchcraft your money, it's another story. You send them money, the more you send them money, the more you lose money. And that's a different story. But simply because they don't like you, they don't appreciate you, so why did you give them in the first place? Something was not right. Go back. Close the door behind you in your bedroom and say, Lord, where to from here? I've heard you. Amen. Maybe your harvest is with those people. You know, God sometimes puts our blessings in unlikeliest places. Unlikeliest places. He will hide your blessing there. The same person, he said, I'm not going to talk to you. He has your blessing. Hello? The same person, you, I don't want to see you again. That person has your blessing. It means you're never going to see your blessing again. You know, sometimes when God wants to bless us, he does it through other people. And I'm telling you, where your blessing is, things are not going to be nice. Because the enemy is going to make sure, oh, eta murusu. So that you don't even think there's anything here. Amen. Are we going to do some work tonight? I'm going to do some thinking tonight. And look at the relationship that we said, I cut, because this one is like this, this one is like this. What if there was a connection and a great blessing coming that direction? The enemy is happy that your life is stuck now. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, please pray for me. My life is stuck. You close the door, the path to the place, because you said, this one, I don't want to talk to this one. Amen? Are you here? Hallelujah. So, may God be with you as you look back on your life. And as for what is before you, don't quit. I say don't quit. Do it. Even if it's painful, just do it. God bless you as you do so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm done preaching. Amen.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.